stuff. And then maybe I will discuss some points connected with this course. And in particular, I want to clarify some points connected with Majorana and Maas. So this is our plan. Actually, as I thought, maybe we could finish this so we already discussed some points connected with as you understand, Feynman rules, first of all, implies the use of diagrams, but in turn, those diagrams are based on Wick's theorem, right? Wick's theorem, which is quite useful. Main, of course, difference between the case of fermion and bosons, like scalar Klein-Gordon field, is connected with that for the case of fermions, we have anti-commutator. In the case of bosons, we have commutator. And it's reflected in different definition of time order and normal order rules in this case. Okay, so we already consider, let me briefly start with from considering this symbol in the case of Dirac fermion. So this is so-called bifermion field. Those two fermion fields at different points in this case. And definition is the following. And of course, each definition we introduce only because this particular definition is used for this Feynman rule. So definition is similar in some sense, but on the other hand, different, very different from bosons. So this order, when x0 is greater than y0, but we have minus sign when we have change the order with respect to this triple here. And this is the case where actually y0 is greater than n0. So we have this additional minus. And point is that this definition, why it's important that if we take vacuum expectation value of this bifermion or greater with this definition, then we just have exactly Feynman or Kozel propagator for Green function. Which was already discussed in this slide. Plus M is where I have plus E description. You remember that for scalar field, vacuum expectation value for T product of two field Klein Gordon also is expressed for Feynman propagator, but of course it's different. G. Okay. And what I said that by definition, if we define this, that if I change the order, I just will consider psi bar y, psi x, then in this case, what we have? We have minus psi x psi y bar for x 0 y 0, and when we consider and plus psi bar y psi x for so you can see that we have this simple rule in this particular case that under T product we can change the order, but in the case of fermion we get additional minus just comparing this quantity with this quantity. We see that we have minus instead plus and plus instead minus. So actually it means that under T product those operator they do not commute without T product. They act like Grassmannian classical variables. Not real classical C usual, but Grassmannian. They always anti-commute. So we can change order without any addition, like, for example, in commutator we have some. So under T, in the case of boson, we could freely change order without any addition of sign. So under T product, those guys act like usual C numbers, classical numbers. So this is also a huge advantage of this simple T. And this is why a perturbative theory, which is based, is so useful, based on this simple. Okay. Now we can consider generalization when we consider not two fermion fields, but n fermion fields, 3, 4, 5, any finite number. Time order product for fermions. In time order. might repeat but what we see there. And I start for your convenience. So this is this guy equals minus 1 q, and I will consider this escape psi c psi 1 psi 4 psi 2 4 x 3 0 larger than x 1 0 is larger than psi 4 0 existence larger than psi 2 0. So we have three interchange in this case. For example, we can put psi 2, this is 2 interchange, but 2. And then after that, we change psi 1 to psi 3, and then we get the right. So 3 minus 1 cube minus 1. And as I said, this implies that Fermat Helix and they commute under okay, this was a simple example, but for example, G, psi, plus, psi, psi, four, you put as you want to put, for example, let's put psi 4 on the first place, on the left, then this will be 3 interchange, so it will be minus psi 4, psi 1. And so, okay. Now, weak theorem, the main purpose of weak theorem to express T product of any number of fermion operators through what we call normal order, which simplifies our calculations. Now, the definition in this case of the normal order put, and it's like in the case of boson, but now modulus that we should put extra minus sign for each fermion this is equal to minus 1 squared. I should use this guy. Well, normal order, all Dagger operators should be on them, right? So two interchange in this case, but also it's equal minus one q if I make additional interchange between p and q for iterators. Okay, and now we finish on that generalization. Start from considering this guy, psi x, psi bar y, what we now let us write psi x is this positive frequency part plus negative frequency part, and in this case psi plus x include only triangulation operator. So this is p over 2 pi q. So we work with free fields, because I should say this, I implicitly assume not like plus plus, that those fields, interaction picture fields, I just omitted I this subscript. So we know actually their explicit form. So this guy includes this S, 1, 2, and this is A, S, P, U, S, P, Y, and psi minus and the same story concerning psi. But x again has two parts. And we have this part connected with E and the variables, right? And psi bar minus x equals same measure with E 2 pi q square root 2 E as Nagar, and this is U as, oh, I forgot this one, as right, so we have this. And now, for this guy, what is important that psi plus x acting on vacuum equal psi bar plus say x acting for cat vector, and this is zero, right? Because we have in this case manipulation. On the other hand, those guy psi minus x equals psi bar minus, and this is product, right? And this is zero. This is important for sure for big theory. Okay, so we can use this decomposition in positive frequency, negative frequency to write this stuff. Okay, so what we have, let's work with this drive. And let's consider case x0 larger than y0. Then we have just substitute this stuff, and we have y. So far it's good, so now all plus on the left. Okay, actually, sorry, in the case of normal order, because psi plus actually includes annihilation, we should change in order to get normal, right? So it's special. This is okay. This guy at the right case. And then we have a fourth one. So we should change the order of this case. So how we use simple this guy, it's okay. Now we change order in order to get what we want. Now we should compensate. And we will put this compensation and the commutator in the very x. So those without change. And So what is important that those guys, vacuum excitation value, when we put in normal order equals zero. Plus, now we should compensate that this is anti-commutator, and this is psi plus x, psi bar minus y. So it will I made already a mistake here. Here I should put actually minus, right? So I change but put every commutator. Otherwise here I should write y. Here I should put right y. Here I should put right y. Yeah. Okay, so this is just anti-commutator. Because now we have in all those operators write normal order, we could write answer like this. This is normal order, psi x, psi bar y. And plus this anti-commutator. Okay. This is x0. Now let's consider what happened in the case of opposite order, when y0 is larger than z. Now we should put minus, by definition of time order, now y should be on left, right? Plus minus psi bar plus y x. This is now getting separated. Minus psi bar minus y psi. Everywhere minus, right? And minus, minus, psi, the last one. Psi, minus, x. Okay, so this is okay. So three of those guys are okay. Correct order. And we should cure this one. So change. In the same way, we get a result that what we have is this minus psi. Plus x. But now what we want, we consider plus, change the order. Psi minus x psi bar. But of course, we should compensate, and we will do, and otherwise, they are not here. Last one minus psi, 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 minus.
Okay, now let's compare those this line and and of course, very important, I should put enter commutator, right? Because I change this order, so my anti-commutator to get the right one is this. Right, so in order to get actually initial pair, I have this. And then this guy. Yeah, so this is my. Okay, let's compare these terms. This guy actually equals this guy. Because psi plus plus, everything was plus, just anti-commutes, because they contain only annihilation operator, which anti-commutes. And this minus compensate the order. So this guy and this equal. Now let us look at this guy. So let's write psi minus psi plus psi minus psi plus. This is this guy, right? So it's exactly correct one, right? So this is equal to this. Now this psi minus x psi plus. Okay, this is again equal. Three lines. And this is exactly this stuff. Right, and then this guy to there equal also. So this guy also equal to 3, 4. So you can see that everything besides this anti-commutators equal. So now we can write that this equal this last line. Same normal order, psi x, psi bar y, same, because we compare like this one, but now we have minus psi plus y psi. So, actually, what we have, we could write in simple way, the T product, psi x, psi bar y, equal normal order, and which very useful and easy to evaluate, it's zero on macro. And plus contraction, which we define. It's again similar what we have in case of where contraction is so we have this contraction. And of course, it's expressed through those two anti-commutators. X, zero. Okay. where y zero is larger than x zero, and this is nothing else but our Feynman propaganda. So we have absolutely the form of the expression for q orders from normal order now looks exactly like in the case of boson, but of course we have very different contraction, including this minus here. But otherwise, it's okay. By the way, by definition, all other contraction of fields, so for example, psi x, psi y equal 0, and psi bar x, psi bar y contraction equals 0. And it's not surprising because you remember that when we consider canonical equal time permutation relation, those guys, psi psi, anti-commutes, and this guy, anti-commutes. So this is what we have. Okay, now the last point before formulation B theorem. Is the following, that we now define contraction under n order, normal order. Again, this u minus sign. For operator interchanges, we should include this. So if, for example, I have L, and again, psi 1, psi 2, psi 3, psi 4, right? So let me consider this contraction. So this guy equal minus n, I make one interchange to put this guy together with psi 1, he's actually coupled, or, right, he's both, right? And then we have psi 1, psi 3 bar, we change the order, and psi 2, psi 4 bar. Then we can write that this guy equals minus, this is now C numbers, contraction is SF. So we can put outside this guy, and now we have only normal order. Two operators, important point that minus one should take into account in this case. And of course, this is nothing else but minus SF, x1 minus x3, and this is example global order. Right. And now big theorem. It's now exactly the same, taking into account all these rules, it is formulated in the same way as for boson.
So if I have t order, different time, then it's equal n order psi over psi 2 bar psi 3
logs all possible contractions.
We will consider, of course, now examples how it works. So now I will, let me put this at the top. Now I will consider application in Yukawa theory. Just example of calculating one time.
Okay.
So Yukawa theory. Let's apply this theorem. So in this case, Yukawa's theory is Hamiltonian is H Dirac, free Dirac Hamiltonian plus H Klein Gordon. I will consider for simplicity real like more than field. And now we have interaction, trilinear interaction. This is Yukawa famous interaction. So this real guy, G, is Yukawa couple. So this was breakthrough work. Actually, the first work of this physicist, Yukawa. Yukawa was in graduate school in Osaka, and his first paper was his best one. He got Nobel Prize for this work. So he actually, his idea was, you know, that physicists and scientists, at least, yeah, science is quite, science community quite concerned. So before Dirac, people believed that everything in nature could be described by using just two particles, proton and electron. And it's true that in periodic table, Mendeleev, or elements, you could construct. Okay. Right, of them, point is that they considered already nuclei, but nuclei were composed in their scheme not from proton and neutron, but from proton and electron. So in some sense, you consider instead neutron, a kind of composite proton and plus electron. Then you have neutron, right? And that's it. So it was painful, as I already told to Dirac by himself, to he was pushed to introduce this new antiparticle of electron, was it? And it was his trying in there, right? And then Yukawa came, young guy. He was 23 years old with this idea, which was based on some analysis of interaction of nuclei. Idea was that you have new particle. And this new particle, like we have Coulomb interaction or electromagnetic, we have exchange of photon. I should say that, of course, people already recognize now particle number 3, this is photon. People already believe after Compton experiment. So instead, exchange of photon particles in one. He said there is exchange between a neutron already was discovered, also experimental, between proton and neutron,
you have exchange by new particle, which is now called pi, right? And just from experiment, he recognized that those forces short range, unlike electromagnetic forces. So instead, Coulomb potential, right? So Coulomb you have, this is proportional 1 over r. So Yukawa introduced what is now called Yukawa potential. And this is looks like this minus over this is mass of new particle. So you can see that it's rapidly decreased. And he estimated this mass. This is, of course, we use units h bar 1 and c. So he estimated that it should be around 150, 200 MeV. So this is interaction. And yeah, it was correct. So what he did, and he got Nobel Prize after some confusions, because first they discovered experimentally heavy new particle, but it was muon. 105 MeV, it was okay, more or less. But then experiment showed that this particle is not strongly interacting with neutron. And now we know it's lepton. But later they discovered three of Yukawa particles. Okay, so let's consider now Feynman diagrams and calculating of diagrams in this theory. So we have propagators. Of course. And this will be now dashed line correspond to scalar field. This is what we already. And this guy is df x minus y. What we already considered. And now we have, I will show for fermion propagator. Okay, in principle, now should put arrow. Point is that unlike phi x, phi y, those fields same. Now these fields are different. So this is just one convention, more or less common in literature. You put when it goes between y and x connected with psi, y connected with psi bar, you put this L. It indicates that x connected with psi field, y connected with psi bar. Of course, you could use another convention, but it's important to be consistent now. And vertex. So we have two of those fields. And this is minus IG. You remember that this H interaction appears with minus I in exponent. We consider calculation, right, of Green function in interaction feature. So minus IG. Okay, what is important that the here arrow should be like continuous. You cannot write here. Because we have actually, one can easily prove by Noether's theorem that we have conservation of fermion number here, so we have conserved current. And this current corresponds to conservation of fermion numbers. It could be, for example, protons, right? In the case of a simple model.
So, what's the convention if you don't have conservation of fermion numbers?
Okay, in this case, usually, it's like in the case of Majorana fermions. No need to put error. Usually what you have, it's like in this case, 5-5, you have same field. So in principle, no need to put this. And we know particles, for example, photon. No conservation of number of photons. Right, example. Neutral part. People thought that maybe.
Isn't the fermion a natural law? So isn't the arrow related to the fact that you have a natural law?
I feel it's connected with this. For example, you could consider, as I said, Majorana fermions. We will talk about that. And anyway, it's different from that case, right? That psi x, psi bar y, different operators. It's not even related to exactly the question of conservation of charge. Just we have in this model, it's easy to check. You have connected with transformation psi goes to alpha psi. Psi bar goes to, okay? So then it's easy to derive this conservation. But what I said that it's connected with continuous line, because here we have fermion number one, right? And then because of conservation, we cannot write here, because you do not have conservation. This is just this. So fermion line should be, in this case, continuous. Like you can go, you see, its fermion number can go disappear. It could go to another particle, another fermion field, but in this simple model, we have just one. Okay, so we have, and now let's consider example. Let's consider very similar what we consider. So we have now 2 points, x and y. They are connected with scalar field. And then we have this interaction. And we have fermion loop. And again, you see that continuous, this fermion. This is actually correction, one loop correction in propagator of this particle. So this is one. One of those, yeah, one loop correction in scalar propagator. Okay. Now we will evaluate the stuff exactly as we did in the case of scalar field. So we have some factor connected with symmetry of the diagram. We have 1 over 2 factorial, because it's a second order of perturbative theory. You can see this is GG, G squared, right? So 1, 2, 2 factorial. And this is minus G squared. Those guys appear always like that. Now, U and V are internal vertices. X, Y are external, so answer depends on X, Y, but not U, V. So we have integration. It's exactly right. And now we have two fields, phi x, phi y, corresponding external points, and two vertices, u v. And where. So this is, now one should put all possible contraction, because due to weak theorem, right, we have this answer. But point is that only terms with full contraction, where each field is in some contraction, we have non-zero answer. If we leave any field, 2, 3, 1, it's 0 vector expectation value because of normal order. So we should now consider all contraction. And just looking at this diagram, we can see. Okay, first of all, this guy, phi, connected with u, right? So we just have this. And no choice. No contribution in F, right? Just one possibility. One phi u, one phi x. Same story for phi y. And then again, no choice. We should consider contraction between u and v, and everything is defined here. So this guy should contract with psi v, and then the last psi u, of course, contract with this. So this is how looks our diagram. Okay.
So Is there not a symmetry factor?
We will calculate. What is that?
I'm not calculating that right now.
No. Point is, I put a known f. Now I should put number, right? So, what is f in this case, actually? I could leave this f to the very end, by the way, and calculate. But point is that you can see there is no any factor from contraction, they just defined, right? But on the other hand, we could change u and v vertex because they are dummy indices. So actually, phi equal to interchange. Okay. Now, let me note concerning let me write this. So we have now this important order, right? Psi u and psi bar psi v. And now let me write alpha alpha sum over, and this beta. I just want to consider separately, to pick up the right sign.
we know we should be careful. So this guy psi bar, this construction, and this is this construction. Okay. Now, point is that it's okay here, but this guy, psi bar psi, our contraction is defined by psi, psi bar, right? So we can put this guy minus 1, 1, 2, 3, q, and put this guy psi bar alpha. This is index connected with four components, right? So let me write alpha beta from 1 to 4. And then we have this psi bar beta. This is this guy. And psi b b psi alpha bar u, and we have now, it's easy to evaluate contraction, but we got minus 1 q, right? Because I put this guy 1 2 3 interchange to put in the end. Okay. But now this guy equals minus 1, 2. Each of those contractions expressed in SF. And I will write exactly SF. First is U minus V, but also we should now look carefully at those indices. This is alpha back. Right, and this is the sum alpha beta minus 4 times. Second is SF V minus U, and this guy beta alpha. Okay, considering this guy SF alpha beta as matrix, we can see that this times this plus sum is nothing else but trace over all Dirac indices. So this is equal trace. I could put minus, because minus cube of minus 1 is minus 1. And this is trace S F U minus V S F V minus U. And this small trace means that all over Dirac indices. So we have this stuff, F equal 2. And now we can write answer. This guy, F equal 2, cancel 2 factorial, right? So we have this minus, additional minus, I put here, minus I G square D 4 U D 4 V, and now we have, oh, right, this guy phi X phi phi, yeah, this guy phi X contraction phi U phi Y phi V is simple. This is of course DF, right? So we write this DX minus UF DF, and this is Y minus V, and now we have trace of those SF U minus V, S, F, V minus U.
because this is our resulting coordinate space for this vector. Okay, look at this diagram. It's important that we have closed loop. Now let me show that for each closed loop failure, we have this additional minus. This was important. Maybe you remember I told you a story when great guys, future two Nobel Prize winners and one also good physicist, Landauer, because of Kalatnik, evaluated running coupling, essentially diagrams with fermion loop in quantum electrodynamics. And they forgot about this minus and got remarkable result of asymptotic freedom in quantum electrodynamics, which was wrong. So this is crucial, this minus could be like to survive as a scientist. Okay, because we could make something absolutely wrong. Spectacular first, but then just spectacularly wrong.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Only if you have just a loop, or I mean, we can have like a another path from the top of the loop.
I will show this. I will just discuss this stuff. Okay, so let us continue. We still have time. I hope we finish approximately 12:30, maybe 12:45.
The afternoon session.
Yeah, if you want, okay. You know, let's, if majority want, then it's okay. But on that, so we will see. Now it's okay, just we are good. So let me continue. Okay, so. Actually, to go back to Hamilton, you have a fixed time, this shuttle, or you could change.
No.
Oh, so then it's okay for you also, you put in principle. So it seems everybody, because we could, we already fixed with our drivers that we give a call to him, and then we will go to London, then we have to. And it seems he's. Okay, so this is important stuff. In any closed fermion loop, there is always a factor of minus one and the trace, what we have already in this example, over a product of Dirac matrix. Right, because is this alpha beta connected with gamma mu matrices, right? Because in propagator, you remember, yeah. Propagator include gamma mu. So let me consider another example, a little bit more complicated. So we have now four external lag, what is called induced, actually brackets. I will tell you, this is something interesting. 1, 2, 3, 4. We have four vertices. You see, in this initial theory, we do not have, we have only Yukawa interaction. But actually, one can show that there is induced interaction, 5 to the 4. And this is first
actually diagram which gives contribution to this induced because it appears through interaction. So we have four phi legs, scalar legs, and this 1, 2, 3, 4 guys. So it looks like that. In let's I will write only fermion connected with each vertex. This is my vertex one. It comes from, of course, my interaction with this stuff. And then we have psi 2. Sorry, psi 2 bar, psi 3 bar, psi 4 bar. And this diagram shows what we have. Look, this vertex 1, we have two contraction. One with two vertex, another with four. So what we have is this. This construction and this. Right? And then we have second with first and with third. And then third with fourth. This is contribution. But again, to get the right order, this guy should stay let's calculate. We should put this guy psi 1 bar in the very end, psi 4. Then, because we have even number for each vertex, now we have 8. When this guy goes right, we have 7 interchange. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then we have this. Psi 1, psi 2 bar, psi 2, psi 3 bar, psi 3, psi 4 bar. And the last one, psi 4, psi 1 bar. So we put this guy in there and we put minus one. And it's inevitable because in each vertex we have even number of fermions and then this guy itself, one, then we have odd numbers which we should interchange with, and that's it. So it's inevitable. And then this guy will equal minus one, because in this we have trace. SF1, SF2, SF3, SF3, 4, SF4, 1. And we have closed loop. We started from 1 and finished by 1. So this is what we have in this case. Now, to finish this stuff, let us consider momentum space. Usually people consider calculation in momentum space. So we have this diagram, so we already have answer, right? Now let us show how it looks. So we essentially should act like, again, in the case of bosonic field. Let me show what we will get.
Is it that you have a trace over a product of Dirac matrices?
Right.
Where does the Dirac matrices come in?
SF oh, okay. Like you remember that SF, SFX equal.
Oh,
do I have propagator here? You see G for P, and here we have pi mu gamma mu plus M P squared minus M squared plus V A. So, so gamma mu is here. Yeah, so it's in fermion propagator. This is why it depends alpha beta.
Another question about the Yukawa theory. So if, because you're saying that the U of X is like a four-plane interaction.
Right.
So it, is that the statement that if I were to do a renormalization calculation on Yukawa theory, I would get a lower
right. Exactly, four. Exactly. Point is that this actually contribution is divergent, but there is no problem. Right. You should extend renormalization group. So this is actually what is called, it's beyond this class, of course, a marginal induced operator. So actually real theory, to be consistent, you should consider this phi to the four interaction, and you introduce from the very beginning.
Okay, so that will generate a phi to the four term.
Right, and it's connected. Even if you do not introduce, yeah. It will appear anyway.
Okay.
So that's it, right. Exactly. So this is example. Strictly speaking, people say this theory in this form is not renormalizable because in strict sense, there are different definitions of renormalizability. But in strict sense, they say there should not be new marginal or relevant dynamical contribution. This is anyway, this contribution, which, okay, you see, it's really a little bit beyond this class. But point is that it's true that to have consistent Yukawa theory, it's inevitable to introduce those values. That's it.
Yeah, and to write the normalization.
So we have this interaction. Now momentum space, right? Space. The same diagram. So we know the answer. So in principle, we should just in momentum space, we should, as you know, to write. Sometimes people direction of. Momentum, even for neutral parts. Because there is conservation now, not just fermion number, but also conservation of momentum, right? So we should show direction. So this guy, what I'm doing now, I substitute instead D in coordinate space, S in coordinate space, Fourier transform. Okay. So this we know 1 over 2.5 I and P squared minus N squared plus P squared. Now this guy we can use actually this as momentum because in principle, direction, because we integrate over there, momentum is present. One should be here. And then we have Q mu gamma mu plus M Q squared minus M squared plus E squared. Now we have only one vertex. So let's consider this guy is A and this guy Q. And this guy is P1. And we have minus IG, and also we will get 2 by 4 delta function. It comes when we will integrate du dv, we will get this automatically, like I did in the case of Bosonic case. I hope you know, but anyway, from there. P1 plus Q minus P2. Okay, it's correct signs. Look, this guy, Q comes to the vertex and P1. So Q plus P1 equal P2. And this is exactly what I wrote. Okay, so just diagram suggests you what you do. And now we have this X. This is Q say, and this is E minus E Q X. Another factor minus one and trace for each closed fermion loop. And in the end, calculate also calculate the overall factor F, right? But we have already F2, so we calculate it. It's actually this kind of thing. And with this, what we have in our case, just our case, but momentum space. Okay, let me write this diagram one again, but with those Feynman diagrams always, in principle, in, not always, in 90% cases, written in momentum space. This was coordinate. So what we have is this. Now, X. So it would be P2, P1, and this is Y, and this guy is Q. Okay, so our we have 2/1/2 factorial, right? This is F2, this is 1, and then O. I should, of course, say another rule. Maybe it's better to write like another column. Integrate over all momenta. It's evident because I substitute Fourier integral. So, and then last calculate overall factor. Okay. This is the rule. Now, because of that, what we have to do, you can write this. This is 2/1/2 factorial. And now we have D4, we have four integrals, D4P, D4P1,
D4, D2, D4, two. Good. Now we have those two exponents. Y for two external indices. Now we have two vertices. So this guy will be square. And now we have two delta functions. 2π4, one vertex is delta 4p1 plus p minus p2. And another one. 2π4 delta 4 p2 plus q p2 plus q minus p1. Okay. Right. Now we have one propagator connected to x point. Let me write this guy, this I over 2π4. I use this rule for terminal propagator. P squared minus m squared. Okay. Plus epsilon. Now we have trace. Right, we're just moving from left to right. So we have propagator, then this loop. Loop always include trace. And let me write minus one trace. And this is E by one mu gamma mu plus M. P1 squared minus M squared plus E epsilon times second guy, which is I P2 mu plus M, and this is pi 2 squared minus M squared plus E. And the last propagator connected with Q, right? I 2π4 Q squared minus M squared plus E. So this is fermion loop sign, right? Fermion loop factor, right? Minus 1, I think. So you see, I used all these rules. Okay, now let's consider integration. Because we have delta function two, we can remove two integration. So let's integrate over two. P2 integration. And for a while, I need E epsilon. Not to write. In the end, I restore. So P2 integration, very simple. So you remove one delta function and substitute instead P2 everywhere, P1 plus P. That's it. Okay, so we have this. Minus IG squared. I put all minus I to the 4. Okay, and now 2π over 8. So I combine together all factors possible. And we have D4P, D4P1, D4Q, right? Only three now integrals. We have this our exponent, which is connected with vertices. And now only one delta function. So we integrate P2. And now substitute here P2 equal P1 minus Q. P1 cancel, and we get delta 4 PQ
And now this equal 1 over p squared minus m squared q squared minus m squared and trace. Plus m b 1 squared. And now in step b 2, I substitute minus, this is P2 for minus m squared. And the last, that's it. Now Q integration. We also could remove second function. And we are closed. Have something to discuss.
Excuse me.
Right.
There is two particle or one, but there's two particle interacting, yeah.
Sorry?
There's two particle interacting, yeah.
Yeah, I put square on G.
But why we have one, you know, the same mass?
Sorry, what we have, what?
I mean, the mass is exactly the same for two particles, just we consider.
Oh, okay. So I consider, for simplicity, maybe I should say this, the same mass for fermion and scalar. Right, not to write it, but actually, maybe it would be even better to write different, right? I mean, yes, I assume, I should say the same thing, that I assume that it's same amount. But if you want, I could write on different. No, it's easy, right?
Just change one.
Right, exactly. Maybe you are right. Not, you are right. And, okay, let me here put M capital for this. Here. Here. And here, right? Yeah, it's good. You must. So we have two different things. Okay, very good. And then now we write to write the final expression. So Q integration, right? Then we have this is equal minus minus g squared scale 5 over 4 2 pi a, and this is d4 p d4 p1 p2 x minus y. You see, from this, integrating this delta function, q equal p. So one can substitute in step q, p everywhere. Then we have 1 over p squared minus m squared squared. And trace. Trace. Our and times okay, now last restoration epsilon, and we can work all the vectors, and then we have g square over 2 pi a and b for p, c for p1. And that's it. This is what we can do. Of course, one should, and it's possible to calculate this final diagrams calculating P and P1 integration, but we will not study in this class techniques of calculating. This is Feynman parameterization or Schwinger parameterization, but it's possible to do and express sometimes from spectral functions. Anyway, it's technical stuff. In some sense, easier than non-technical. Okay, guys, so now we should fix. I want to do some remarks connected with some subtle things. And then we're done. So maybe I will do it, right? And then everybody is free. Okay. Or we could have lunch, it's up to you. But today, by the way, no color. So maybe it's better.
Accommodation stays down.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's a good one. Okay, so. So today is day of handing in assignment number 4, right? You remember?
You know assignment 5 because
there's... No. You see port number 5 you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot to tell you. This is good news. No 5. Okay. So the mark will be decided from those points. I decide. I should say that from the very beginning. So remarks. Two remarks. One connected with what we taken with our proof in studying time reversal and charge conjugation. We used the following without proof. So this was for charge conjugation. We use it, this guy equals sigma 2 square root d sigma bar complex conjugation. And second, for time reversal, it was like this. They are actually equivalent. I will show sigma 2 square root d tilde sigma complex conjugation. And sigma is, remember, this guy. Sigma bar 1 minus sigma, and p tilde is the p 0 minus p. Okay, point is that because of this definition, what is the stuff, it follows these two qualities are equivalent. Indeed, you have the same left hand side, right hand side. In one case, you have p tilde, and you have additional minus, which comes to spatial part. But the same story is valid here, because you have same p, but you have sigma tilde. And again, minus comes to spatial. So they are equivalent. OK. Let us prove that. It's connected with problem you solved in assignment number 3. We use answer in problem 5 in, I promise that I will prove this now I'm doing in assignment 3. The point is that one can write from this answer, there are different forms, but I will write from this one. This is energy. So square root, now without square root of matrix, 1 plus sigma bar p. Plus 2 pi. Minus sigma. And this guy, it's just with length 1. So this is the definition. P over absolute value. Then now we could easily check this. But I will write first something else. Also from that stuff, we know result from that problem in solution actually. Just they change. This form is quite convenient because this guy, 1 plus sigma p, 1 minus over 2, projection operator. So they pick up, so this is why it's convenient to work. So when we have sigma bar, just change those 2 factors. Okay, now we can easily check. So proof now, right? So we have this, and proof is this. Since sigma p sigma 2 equal minus sigma 2, it's easy to check. Sigma complex conjugation. This is how the magnitudes p we have. Sigma 2 equal. Now substitute instead this guy what we have. Sigma 2. Now change the order, put sigma 2 on the left, and use this rule. Then we get this. And changing this, we have 1 minus. Complex conjugate p over 2 and second term plus p 1 and again 1 plus sigma star p over 2, but this is, we can write in this form sigma 2 and square root p tilde, because we change sign now here, instead plus minus, instead minus plus, so I put p tilde and times sigma complex conjugation, because I have complex conjugation. And this is exactly what we should prove. So you can see this guy equals this. Okay, this is one remark. And now a little bit more about Dirac and fermion fields.
I show you something. And a little store. I hope you will enjoy this stuff. I will. It will take 15 minutes to draw. So. Okay, so relation. I want first to show that each Dirac field corresponds to two Majorana fields. It's like each complex scalar field corresponds to two real part imaginary. Okay, definition of Majorana, you remember I used. That, let me call this guy. Charge conjugation, by definition, this is C bar psi M bar T and P C equals psi. This is definition of Majorana, where C bar is in chiral representation of this T, and we have C. It's unitary and it's symmetric, it's actually in all representations of here text place. And again, universal property that acting on gamma mu in this way, we get minus gamma mu transpose. Let us consider Dirac. Psi. No indices here. So this is Dirac. Psi. Then introduce this. C, which is again by definition is the same thing. It's of course now different. Psi bar T. And two fields. Psi. M1, which is psi plus psi c over 2, psi M2, psi minus psi c over 2i. It's like real and imaginary part in complex analysis. Let us show that these two fields by rank. That they are Majorana. What does it mean? That this psi c for them coincide with field itself. So we should show this. Proof first that if I take just conjugate field and take again charge conjugation of charge conjugation field, which is nothing else but the C bar psi bar C tilde, that it's equal to psi. It's not difficult to prove by using this C bar C hat property. Okay, so let's prove this. So we start C with psi CT. Now substitute psi C level. This is equal C bar. So now I want to substitute instead psi C here. Psi C, I know I substitute 3. Psi C. And now I should take R and T. So instead, this guy, now this, I substitute C bar. Now this is equal to right C bar psi bar I will rewrite psi dagger gamma 0 t, and this is again I should take capture conjugation. This is equal to C. I do also first a bar consider C bar psi bar gamma 0 T permission conjugation gamma 0. This is bar operation. This is T. Okay, now, okay, now this is this C bar. Let me consider this transposition. So it will be. Gamma 0 t psi dagger t psi 0 t, and this is equal c, and I write psi t. Now I consider dagger operation gamma 0 C minus 1 gamma 0. And still T. Okay, now C bar, and we have gamma 0 T. Take this transposition. Now use that this matrix is anti-symmetric. C hat and
inverse, then also anti-symmetric. So we try this. So this C bar minus 1 T equal minus C bar minus 1. Okay, so we do this. Then we have minus C hat gamma 0 T and C hat minus 1 gamma 0 star. Now we write this, we almost got minus gamma 0 T. And now we write this C hat minus 1 gamma 0 C hat. C hat minus 1, this is 1 here, psi. But now this guy, we know, gives gamma 0 t with minus. This is, we see action. Then minus minus plus, so we have C hat and, okay. C and minus so, gamma 0 T, gamma 0 T, C minus 1 psi. This is 1 square of gamma 0. And then we have this equal C hat. C hat minus 1 psi, and this is psi. Okay? So we prove this. And now, then, we prove. Okay. So we prove this stuff. Now it's very easy to prove that psi. So let's consider whether it's Majorana or not. Okay, let's consider psi minus 1 c. This is, we know, c f psi. We should prove that this is psi f 1 t. But this is a c. We take psi m1. You remember psi m1, where it is. This is sum. Psi, c. Now we already over 2. This guy, first is nothing else but psi c, but this psi c over psi c, we prove that this is psi, just a minute ago. Okay, then we prove that under making charge conjugation of F1, we comes back to psi F1. Okay, now psi M2. Psi m2, this is like imaginary part in complex analysis. Psi minus psi c. Psi c over 2i. Okay. So this is equal in c psi bar t M2. Now minus 2i, because when I take a joint of this operator, I in denominator becomes minus I. So minus, and then I have C psi T first term minus C bar again, the same structure but with minus. Okay, so this is minus.
this term is nothing else but psi c, and this term we know is minus c to I, but minus. And this is nothing else but psi minus psi c to I. So I plays a role here, like in for calculating imaginary part. And this is psi and 2. So we prove it. So you can see each Dirac field you can consider as two Meyer energy. It's the same, this result similar to that each scalar complex field can be considered as two real complex field, imaginary and real. So compare, and I stop here. Line Gordon. Phi 2 real Phi 1 Phi plus Phi just logical 2 Phi 2 is Phi 1 minus Phi minus Phi conjugation. You can see very, very simple. So only difference is now we have matrix structure and this operation looks more complicated. It's essentially also we have complex conjugation, right? In this C. This guy includes dagger, but T makes complex conjugation. But we can, of course, matrix structure. So you can see it's also important for supersymmetry. Okay, so the similarities between fermion fields and boson fields. For example, yeah. Okay. By the way, it's easy to prove that for real field, of course, no conserved charge, no charge. Same for Majorana. But I will not lose. It's up to you. The current which you write this in usual. There are some subtleties with C numbers order, but essentially. So Majorana is a kind of massive field neutral in this sense. So you cannot introduce current for him as you cannot introduce current for real field. Remember, the current for complex field is this. Just not to make this thing. For scalar field. I d mu phi you see when f star equal phi star equal phi this is zero this is when we can realize this is zero right so we have this property for Majorana field. So if really, like some people speculate that neutrino has Majorana mass, it corresponds to the point that in this case, we cannot introduce lepton conserved number. Before people believe that lepton number is conserved, so number of leptons initial scattering equal number of leptons in the end. But for Majorana neutrino, this Majorana mass breaks because it essentially like psi sigma 2 psi structure, psi square, it breaks this conservation. You cannot introduce. And then people looking for so-called double beta decay, new decay of neutron, which still not observed, besides some German people doing the example. Nobody else believes besides them. So maybe they're right, who knows? Okay, guys, so now some questions, and now I'm waiting this assignment number 4, right? Or you want some extension? You are ready? But we can, okay, I could do, anyway, this you have in there and some extension, if you want. So by, okay, by Saturday. No,
I was thinking of doing something over lunch. Okay, I can just, if I have something flat, right. I can just send it.
Right. Okay. So
I have something right on.
Right. So let's then let's do this. Okay. So if you still, yeah, we change this and that, or maybe by Friday. Okay, so just point is that they should be marked, and there is the deadline. So please, so by Friday, okay? Friday should.